Going to turn now to Ali Vaez, who is the Iran project director with the International Crisis Group. What's your reaction to all the news we're covering today?
Look, my sense is that the U.S.-Israeli idea that bombing in Iran will somehow trigger a popular uprising could prove to be little more than wishful thinking. Of course, bombs can degrade infrastructure and can weaken capabilities and eliminate leaders, but they usually do not manufacture organized political alternatives. I think one has to remember that the Iranian public is unarmed, fragmented, and facing one of the most securitized states in the region. So even a weakened Islamic Republic would still retain coercive institutions, the Revolutionary Guard, the intelligence agencies, the security forces, that are built precisely for moments like this to endure.
President Trump spoke directly to the Iranian people in his video this morning. Let's play a little.
Stay sheltered. Don't leave your home. It's very dangerous outside. Bombs will be dropping everywhere. When we are finished, take over your government. It will be yours to take. This will be probably your only chance for generations.
And at the same time, we're told Iranian media is posting images of burning buildings and dead children on social media, saying this is how America is protecting the people of Iran. What's your assessment of how these messages are being received or will be received in Iran?
Look, we saw this in the 12-day war last year that Israel launched and the U.S. joined briefly, that given how unpopular and detested this regime is, there was some initial happiness within the population that their tormentors were being targeted. But then when the casualty numbers started going up, the public opinion turned against the war.